selfie or an introduction to G2B?
It's a selfie. Selfie!
But first, let me take a selfie.
Hey, I gotta get the paper. Get the paper. Oh my god, you
stole
the goddamn intro.
To the intro! To the intro!
That was so
From Toad Hall in Racine, Wisconsin. It's the most popular podcast in southeastern Wisconsin with a guy named Larry. If you count the Asian girls. Guys, Games, and Beer! Yeah.
Hey! Are we playing the part of the disembodied beer?
Yay, disembodied beer!
Spooky!
Today we are talking about the turkeys because it's the Thanksgiving Day special. I'm just ahead. Look at that.
What? Whoa, one more time. I'm just what?
I'm just a head.
Yes, I'm only a head.
And I'm
rolling around.
I'd be dead if I was.
I'm bouncing on the bottom. Oh, sorry.
It's a musical episode. All
right.
Everybody.
2014 has really been a year of bad games.
Yeah.
Like, really public problems with games. So we're going to spend this episode talking about these turkeys. I think I'll start.
You got a turkey you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, I got a turkey.
All right, let's hear your turkey for Thanksgiving. Right?
My turkey is going to be, yeah, Halo Master Chief.
I wanted to believe.
Me too. Dudes.
I got an Xbox One, Derek.
It's why I switched to Xbox.
Right? And disappointment.
I am really hurting about this.
Face.
As of the recording of this show, I still can't get into matchmaking. I've had 6 matches. 2 were beautiful. They were like art.
They were like marriage.
Yes, and the other 4. The other 4. Yeah, right. And I was even humming it. I was. Oh. Oh. And then the other 4 were like stuttering messes. And the rest was me just waiting. By the way, if you're on my Twitter feed, you've seen some pictures of things I do while I'm waiting for Halo
Don't look at
to match.
Really, hey, with that screen snappy.
Yeah, they look they look a little bit like this. There's a lot of wiener picks. Yeah, that's true. I do a lot of wiener stuff when I'm waiting for a game. But I switched from the PS4 because I really love split-screen multiplayer. I like to play with somebody next to me.
Which the Xbox One is supposedly good for.
Right, and unfortunately, the Xbox One's been a disappointment on several fronts. Like, number one, the problem with two-player games where it forgets there's a second controller. That's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Especially
that is.
If you are the second player with that controller that stops working in the middle of a fucking game.
Ooh.
Whoa! No, don't shoot me now, I can't shoot
right at the beginning, you know?
No. Not only that, it's like you get in a really intense moment and then it goes, you like just pauses the game and you're like, son of a bitch!
Right? I mean, oh, it's frustrating. Even the single player experience is marred by bad saves. I lost 4 hours worth of play because of a bad save. It just didn't take my saves.
Yeah. I'm just going to say 2014, and this isn't, we're going to get further into this. This is not just about the Xbox. 2014 has been the year of the ugly, ugly cloud. And everything, the day one updates, the patches, it's been Drive Club, it's been the Master Chief Collection, it's been...
That's the reason why, literally, 2014 has been compared to 1983, a video game.
I don't think so. Not that far. Let's not get that deep.
It's been pretty bad.
There's been some good games out there as well.
We've ET'd it.
We'll get into what we're thankful for.
We have definitely ET'd it this year.
What would you say the headline of 83 was?
The worst 83 was the video game crash.
Take your
pick of 83.
Almost anything by 20th Century Fox video games.
That they were pumping out the
man gets penis stuck in Commodore.
Right. But Tom did get it out himself. That said,
that's what the tools were for. Now it's 2014. Man gets dick stuck in PS4. Some things never change.
Wow. It's that wedge shape that's so sexy.
That is really small. 83, maybe respectable.
It's a literal floppy disk. Yeah, you had big units.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever seen a slot fit like that?
That's right. Compare a Nintendo slot to a PS4 one.
We could talk about that big Atari one, the 5400, right?
Oh, 5200.
Exactly. Yeah, that one's a big one.
You can go balls deep into that thing. I mean,
exactly. I have
gone balls deep into that. Yeah. One.
It's like having Xbox One too.
Just saying. All right, so continue on with yours.
So yeah, Halo. Here's the thing. I love playing Halo, and I have been playing through the single player, but really the whole point of the thing was to relive the glory days of Halo 3 for me, and that has miserably.
Days of Halo 2.
No, I'm a big Halo 3 fan because of all the vehicles and.
I'm sorry, I like Halo 3.
Yeah, it was kind of our heyday because there was a lot of people playing online.
Yeah.
We just had a lot of good times with it. It's heartbreaking to see how badly they screwed this up. And now someday they're gonna fix it, and I'll forgive them once it's fixed.
Well, I mean,
but right now,
from what it sounds like, and I've been reading very extensively on the issue, like 343 Industries really tried, and Microsoft did not budge at all on the release date. That's really what it came down to.
Microsoft screwed something up.
Yeah, right? They were like, I had 343 Studios like, no, it's not ready. We have issues. Like, we've only done this much internal testing. And they're like, no, we're gonna roll this out. And then,
God damn it, we're Microsoft.
Yeah. So leave it to Microsoft to screw the pooch. But the good news is you should be getting some sort of refund in the future here, in the near future.
Yeah. I'm joining the class action lawsuit. No, I'm not. I understand how, like, catastrophic failures happen. I work in IT. They do happen. Things, even when they're well-tested, fail. But my problem with it is that...
2 weeks?
It's been 2 weeks, and it doesn't feel like they've been throwing everything they have into this. They really should be hiring people to take care of this problem if they can't take care of it themselves.
I just want to have Halo, but from what you told me, D1... You should not have a 20 gig download to
That's
update.
That's been like almost every friggin' Xbox One game.
Yeah, Sunset, and it's
Sunset Overdrive.
Sunset Overdrive.
You know what? It took less time to Sunset Overdrive. I got pretty quickly.
Destiny.
Halo, no.
Let's see what else I popped. Dead Rising 3, which I got with my console.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm really glad I have a good internet connection because I can see somebody getting really screwed by that. Like, that's awful.
I've played 3 games and my hard drive's full. You know.
Yeah, really. That's what I'm concerned about. I was like, there's only a 500 gigabyte hard drive in my console. Like, I already downloaded like 60 gigs just to play 3 games that I already own. Like,
Gold's been somewhat disappointing.
On two of them on discs. Like,
yeah, Gold's been somewhat disappointing with their releases. They've had.
You know, like the Viking game.
It's okay. I like the game before that.
The Viking.
I like the game before that. The one where you're taking your dead king father. Through a bunch of mazes. That one's pretty good. I like that one.
Chariot,
yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh,
I like Chariot.
Yeah, Chariot looks really good.
That was okay, but pretty much everything else really didn't get me going. I guess part of the thing is, you know, I'm playing their greatest console. The free game should be a little bit better. And on the PS4, I felt like, yeah, maybe they weren't like...
AAA
titles, but they were really good titles that PlayStation's been giving me. And what I've been getting from Xbox has been kind of like, God damn, we're desperate. We got to put something out there, you know? Chariot's an exception. I thought Chariot was pretty good, but...
Yeah, unfortunately, like, I just recently got it. I was like, yeah, the first month's off, and I was like, oh, it's okay. Like, from what I've heard from what PlayStation Plus owners get, it seems to be a little bit of a better pick of the litter.
Yeah, plus we have a handheld, and they've been really good to the Vita because... They gotta make it up to you. I mean, they've gotta make the Vita up to you.
Hey, you're gonna get money back for Halo, and you're gonna get money back. Did you see the Vita settlement?
I no longer have a Vita.
Oh, well,
I got rid of it.
Do you have your purchase?
Yeah. Doesn't matter. You probably have records that you purchased it.
Yeah, I didn't feel ripped off by the Vita, honestly. I didn't feel like Vita was ripping me off. I feel like Xbox One's hurting me.
I don't know. I don't.
Did you fully integrate it into your entertainment system as expected and designed?
No, I said screw you. I don't want to be seen and I don't want to be heard from there. I get seen and heard enough.
I do have to say, like, I don't have to say, like, the Xbox One has definitely improved over the past year, and that's why I made the jump and I got an Xbox One. I had the choice between a PS4 and an Xbox One, and I did vote for the Xbox One because I do think there's some promise to it, but as it's the past like few months have been debacles for both PlayStation and Xbox.
Yeah, they both had a bad
The Wii U, on the other hand, is like, hey, we're going to put on Hyrule Warriors. Hey, we're going to have Super Smash Brothers.
Bayonetta 2!
It's been great.
Oh, as predicted,
I'm really
though.
Glad I have a Wii U still, because this, you know...
Yeah, I'm not... I'm glad I bought a Wii U.
The third-party titles suck I think, ass or are non-existent.
Right.
But if you're going to pay the Nintendo tax and get on Wii U, you got Mario Kart, you got, you know, it's they're good games.
The network's like, shit, but you know what? Yeah. It's a
Even
good gaming
platinum,
machine. Yeah.
Platinum game.
I'm not real hard on Nintendo because they've had this problem every time they've launched a new system. Everybody says, "Oh, Nintendo,
they're not trying.
They're
to
doing
be...
terrible."
No,
but they go, they do back their system and they go the long haul for their systems, and they tend to come out with good releases, kind of midway in. The N64, by the way, was expected to be a huge flop too.
Yeah,
we were all talking in the failure of the N64, and it turned out to be one of the great systems of all time.
They had crappy titled and very few. And
3DS also. Yeah, oh, 3DS is the death of Nintendo.
Was expensive because cartridges were way more expensive than the optical media for the PlayStation.
Right, which was already out.
So. Speaking of turkeys, though, I do have a fun little tech-related story in regards to the Wii U. I had recently upgraded my regular Wii U to a deluxe 32GB Black Edition just because I wanted more space, and I got a really good...
Why you gotta bring up the color thing?
No, it's... Yeah, why it's gotta be black? I don't know.
Ferguson. Just saying.
But long story short, I traded my Wii U for an Xbox One, and then I bought another Wii U for... less price, so I came out ahead, and basically I had to log into my Nintendo Network ID, and they have the most antiquated way of treating that stuff, because even if you format your old system and ship it off or whatever, if you want to link your Wii U to your Nintendo ID, because basically your Nintendo ID can be attached to both one 3DS and one Wii U. They're like, nope, you've already attached this to one console one time in the past. You can't log in again. I legitimately had to call Nintendo, and for some reason they got it the same day, but they were like, on the phone, they're like, this is going to be 3 to 5 business days. I'm like...
Yeah, I had problems disconnecting my 3DS too.
Turkey.
You had to go through a bunch of stuff.
That's a tech jerk.
So, that was just this last week. Luckily, for some reason, hey, it kicked in the same day. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's good. But the fact that I had to call them, wait a half hour, get a serial number on my, you know, new Nintendo console, all this jazz, and not just sign in on the friggin' new console because it has internet connection.
I don't understand their system.
Why?
It's not good security. It harms them more than it helps them.
Yeah.
No, I'll agree with you on that, because I actually had to call Nintendo, too, when I first got my Wii U, because I bought it from a guy who didn't format the goddamn fucking Wii U in the first place, and I had to call tech support, but, like, at least their customer service is so goddamn good to me, and I...
A silver lining, but still, the fact that you have to call them in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Microsoft, you do have to bend over and take the thingy, you know, but... That said, you know, I'm not completely adverse to the thingy,
Any other issues with Halo 5, Master Chief Edition?
No, this is not Halo 5.
This is Master Chief.
Well, it's 1 through 4, yeah.
One
the Master Chief
Edition. 1 through 4, the Master Chief
Edition. No, not really. I mean, it has some pluses. Number one, I enjoyed Halo 4. I thought it was okay. I finished it. I'm pretty happy with that, other than the save problems. There's some performance issues, which you wouldn't expect on a next-gen system. Because I played 4 on the 360, and it was buttery. So I don't really understand why it has lag ups on my state-of-the-art Xbox One, but it wasn't too bad. It was an okay experience, and I enjoyed it. I enjoy, you know, the remakes, obviously, are going to make me love it. So I'm going to be okay with that. I think in the long run, I'm going to be happy with Halo. I'm just upset that they did a half-assed job on such a major release, and I think it hurts Xbox as a brand. Because this is like a big release.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
All right, so how about it, Larry? What's your turkey?
You know, it's going to be a small table this year because I actually don't have any. I really don't.
Larry only played one game for the past 2 years.
No, I have played a few new games. I've done a lot of my gaming through Steam. And maybe that's doing it through Steam has maybe helped. It's already sort of been... you know, gone through the ringer a little bit, and I know it's third party, it's a connection to third party, but maybe being on there, I don't know if there's a standard you got to show, you got to meet or something before they'll allow it on there or something.
Steam does it. Yeah, you just don't get on Steam.
It's a little standard.
I didn't say it was a high standard, but they do have a standard. You just don't get on Steam. You have to.
I don't know if I'd argue that, but at least the Steam interface works. You know?
Well, I really haven't had technical issues. And, you know, the games I've purchased, I've been really happy with. The Talisman board game port, I've been happy with. I've been happy with the Space Marines.
Thankful during Thanksgiving, jeez.
The Space Hulk. I liked it. You know, it was a port.
Yeah, I heard bad reviews, but, you know, there was some of them didn't play the old one.
Yeah.
I think for us, there's a memory.
Right, we actually remember when the old Space
there wasn't 5 seconds and your screen goes... You know, it's actually it's just pretty much a straight port. I'm actually in a brand new, basically current release with Dragon Age, and so far I've been really happy. There's one glitch in it with the randomly the being able to switch between characters just disappears, and then you have to restart the game, and then it appears again. But, you know, so
far it's been a game breaker, though.
It's not a game breaker. And so far the story's been, you know, interesting enough, and the graphics are awesome and stuff. So I'm pretty happy with the games I've gotten this year. So, you know, just haven't had the negative experience.
Yeah, I'm not bitching about Steam at all. I'm pretty happy with Steam. I think that's probably the reason why it's the monopoly it is, or near monopoly that it is.
Yeah, it really is.
Indie Game Stand, ladies and gentlemen. Go to IndieGameStand.com and buy your games.
We're not sponsored, by the way.
We're not sponsored by them. Okay, they occasionally give us free games, but for the most part, we're not sponsored by Indie Game Stand, and we love them anyway.
You know what's funny is a lot of the games that I have been purchasing, there's a lot of indie games there, too, and maybe it's just a different expectation, or maybe because the developers are closer at hand, maybe they put a little more into it or something like that. I don't know, I don't know.
If you play indies, I think that the expectation of indies is a little bit different. But that said, I don't play a lot of broken indie games. Honestly.
Or just bad, like the concept's bad or the story's bad. Like,
I don't know.
I play a lot of bad games, yeah. but not, you know, a lot of the games are pretty good, and it makes up, I think. And you get them so cheap, like Bionic Dudes, right. I think was like a buck or two for a few days.
That plays smooth.
Yeah, and it was a pretty damn good game. I enjoyed it. It brought me back to the old days of Battle Force.
Maybe too hard, though.
It's really hard. You did better than I did. You were actually making it look pretty easy. You were commenting, it looks pretty easy, but it's not. And I'm thinking, yeah, you know it, brother, because I was getting my ass kicked out there. I was like 3 down in the first 2 minutes. Fuckers. Bastards. By the way, you guys that made Bionic Dudes, I can't remember the name of the company, but it's on our website. You motherfuckers.
In the most lovingly way possible.
Yeah, in the most lovingly way possible.
Replayability.
Yeah, it definitely has replayability, because I'm going to be playing that again in 5-10 minutes. Fucking game's hard. Not for pussies, I'll tell you that.
Not for pussies. The robots hurt.
Yeah, they do.
Why did they program me to hurt?
All right. God damn. Ouch. All right, so.
All right, so
you don't have a turkey jerky.
I don't.
You've got stuff to be thankful for.
Good games. Yes. Good year for PC gamers in general, I think.
I'm going to debate that.
Yeah, I know. And I kind of agree. We'll get on to yours, but I do kind of agree with you, but I kind of disagree. All right. Noobus.
Noob's up next.
I'm actually going to talk about something. It's about Sony. And I gotta talk about when it first came out last year, the dry spell for 3 months between when they didn't have a game. Released.
What, no games?
No games released.
No, that's exactly.
Well, all the games are on Plus, though, so.
I was watching a YouTube video one time, and the guy brought it up. I was like, damn, he's right. That was a long-ass time before I ever bought a fucking PS4 game. Yeah. You know what? That really sucks. Like, there's not really that many releases still. Like, it's the month of November. This is, like, game release day, getting ready for the holidays. Like, I've got...
Right, you want to get your games out now.
You want to get...
A little bit of excitement builds up for them, and you sell it, you make those Christmas sales.
Wait, and you know what? Yeah, exactly. And I've already bought 2 games. I bought Little Big Planet 3 for the missus, and I bought Assassin's Creed Unity, and I am just waiting to get Super Smash Brothers
Brawl, or no, not Brawl, Super Smash Brothers.
Wii
U edition.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that, so it's just
Sony's
like...
Sony's going to have a hard time porting that over.
Yeah, you know.
But between that time,
I really did not, like, between that time, that three-month period, I thought to my PS4, I was just like, you're really only good for Netflix and Amazon and Hulu right now.
Ouch.
Like, what the fuck?
Hey, you're going to be getting Final Fantasy XV eventually.
Looks hella good. Oh my god.
But
Becky,
don't hold
look at
I
that
I'm dying,
see,
so I'm like, now
the
my
breakdown on my Xbox to see the hour usage into, because I did integrate it into my system. The hour usage just in TV, the hour usage just in Netflix.
Yeah, you're watching TV a lot, I notice.
Another thing is, I'm very recent to the Xbox One. I had to, like, retrieve an Xbox Live account I hadn't used in 3 years, and, like, just had to call Microsoft. I'm like, I don't have this email address anymore. Can I get this reset? And I got logged in, and I was like, I started getting achievements for Netflix. And I was like, oh.
Isn't that weird
when you, like, get back on and you realize all these friends that you had, you see them, like, still playing?
Yeah.
I realized I am friends with everybody already.
Yeah, I legitimately had not used my Xbox Live account in, like, 3 years.
The worst part for me was, you know how, like, PlayStation has, like, the Facebook thing that tells you, like, what your friends are doing and how much? It sucks when you see, you played Netflix 50 times in a row.
What the fuck? I was kind of an achievement whore when the 360 was out because I legitimately came back after 3 years and I still have a higher gamer score than most of my active friends. Which is like, hey, I just passed the 10,000 mark, which I know is not a lot for true achievement whores, but I was like, wow, I haven't played in 3 years and you guys are still chugging, except for Brian. Brian has like 35,000. Like, get a life, Brian.
It's Brian.
It's Brian.
I discovered I had $20 still lying around.
I also got 4 games with my Xbox One. I got the Evil Within, the Lego Movie game, Titanfall, and I forget the last one. But I legitimately have only played Destiny. I have not. Dead Rising 3 was last one. I played like 2 hours of Dead Rising 3, and then only Destiny. I haven't popped like any other discs in the game yet.
Not even Sunset Overdrive.
I need to buy Sunset Overdrive.
Did you play it during the demo?
You haven't played Evil with it? Oh, I heard that's pretty good.
Yeah, I own it.
Yeah, you own it, but I haven't played it.
I also own the Lego Movie game, which also is supposed to be pretty good as a Lego game, which I like. Eventually I'll get to it. I've just been so sucked into the black hole that is Destiny.
But
I will quick mention, I do like the pin feature. I like being able to have like the football game on and being able to play.
The two-screen feature is very nice.
Yeah, well, for somebody who doesn't have an antenna hooked up, it's fucking useless to me. So.
But I do have to say, like, if I was going to go with something...
Get out of the radio age.
If I do have to go with something good, it's got to be, like, for the game that, like, saved me through that whole entire game crisis. It had to be, it didn't come out back then, but, like, I don't have much cash to spend, but I bought Bayonetta 2, and when you get Bayonetta 1 and you play through both of those, man... That game is phenomenal. Bayonetta 2 is like, it's probably one of my favorite games this year. I'm going to have to say it. Favorite game this year, Bayonetta 2, giving it right now. It's a good game. If you're going to buy something, buy Bayonetta 2. Get a Wii U 2.
Damn it, that's a New Year's episode we do that.
I was going to say, dude, can you kind of rush in the
throw? I'm rushing it, but rushing trailer.
Well, Tom. Yeah. I know what your turkey is. Here we go.
I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me on this. Titanfall.
I disagree.
What? Titanfall.
I disagree. Not wholeheartedly, but I disagree.
You can disagree with me.
How much did you pay for Titanfall?
Out of the box.
Okay, I got it cheap, okay?
You got like $20.
Yeah, but here's the thing. From a standpoint of the hype for the game, what it was supposed to be and what it is why I'm giving it a turkey rating.
Okay, no, that's...
Oh, my God, a game that had months...
I did not set the game expectations.
No,
they set the game expectations.
It really sounds a lot like Destiny. Between Destiny and Titanfall, there were games from very big established companies, like, are people who had a really good repertoire of games. And, like, Although, you know, for Destiny, Halo before it was great. I think it's on caliber with those games. For the same thing, like, Destiny to Halo is the same thing of Call of Duty to friggin' Titanfall.
Do you think
like,
the problem was
they're not about the same caliber. The problem is all the friggin' people on the internet and the game reviewers and the game journalists are like, oh my god, they're coming out with this new franchise, it's gonna have robots and jumping and shooting. Oh my god, you should read our articles, clickbait, clickbait. It becomes such more than it needs to be. It had nothing to do with how it actually was. It was a good product along the lines of the caliber of the Call of Duty series.
Right. Yes. But that. But the problem is, it's not what they sold it.
That's
as.
Not what they. What they. Go on.
Well.
Come on.
Well,
no. No. You
I
can
haven't
buy the
played
game
it.
Like
I haven't played it. But now, when you were expecting a Titan game, right? And it's really a first-person shooter.
Thank you.
You
exactly.
had the wrong expectation.
See, I was expecting a first-person shooter.
Yeah. No.
And I wanted something that was.
I wanted it. I wanted a giant mech game, a Titan game.
Yeah. You.
And I got a. And I got an FPS.
You misheard.
No, I didn't miss here. Thank you. It's called Titanfall.
I'm gonna
yeah,
go
because they come from the sky.
Yeah, no.
Squash people. I'm gonna go with Travis here and say that you kind of misheard on that. It is a first-person shooter. They've said it was
no,
an FPS.
No, it's the creator,
with
you know,
fucking Max.
The Call of Duty Modern Warfare franchise, like, that's exactly what it was.
That's
okay,
what they.
But
they
I think they hyped it as much more than it was because the gameplay, it's great. If you want to go in and you know me, I do love games where I can go in and do a quick 30-minute session and leave. But that's all there is to that game.
That is, and that is what
he
it's good
no
at.
Commitment.
It's good.
No, and I don't. That's not an issue with me.
That
but
is
that's,
a good
but
no
that's
commitment.
Not what they build it as.
What did they build it as? What did you?
This whole immersive world, blah blah
no,
blah.
I never heard anything like that.
Wow, sounds a lot like Destiny 2.
I'll tell you what I like about the game. I like the fact that unlike many games, I can walk away from it for a couple months, walk back in, and I can kick ass.
Yeah.
I can kick ass and take some names on that game just
again,
because
it's a Counter-Strike
yeah.
slash
yeah.
blah blah blah. Because
I love FPSs on a PC, and it's a damn good first-person shooter against other people
on a
PC. And that's really all it is, and it has kind of a novel type of storyline where you're really playing online the whole time. You're playing online the whole time even though it's a storyline, and that's kind of a novel idea for an FPS. It's not so novel if you played anything else.
Exactly.
Which I don't, thank God. So I don't have to worry about what my expectations
are. And again, it wasn't, again, if I had the expectations, if I was really writing all sorts of stuff into it.
It was content short, though. I'll give you that.
It is, yes, thank you. It's content
yeah,
short.
Like, what? They had like 9 primary weapons. Ooh, joy.
Yeah, thank you.
But those
are the reasons.
No, but I mean, Call of Duty ripoff.
It was.
Yeah.
It was still a good, solid game.
Wasn't it also a
along
title?
The caliber of the Call of Duty Modern Warfare?
Right. It is a solid. The engine is solid. The gameplay is okay.
It's
you're right.
Good.
But it's still. But from what it was supposed to be to what it is, it's still a turkey.
What you got?
Lies.
Like,
lies is
slimy. Lies.
Not only okay.
It was a lot.
And it felt a bit short when it came out. But they also were like,
there.
Hey, we're gonna throw in this free edition stuff. Like
hell?
After the you know the wave defense stuff is awesome. Like
yeah,
there's
no,
something
they added a lot to
they,
it.
They did decide. You know they gave you a fair amount of free content afterwards too, which is
I had more fun with it than I have with Ghosts.
Yeah.
Let's put it at this. I had way more fun with it than I've had with Ghosts. I've enjoyed my gameplay time with it. I don't feel ripped off by people who have sat there on YouTube to watch what's the best loadout for everything. The best loadout in Titanfall is the best loadout for you.
Yeah.
And that is different from Ghosts, which is there's all these guns and all these goodies, but there's like 5 loadouts that'll actually get you fucking anywhere in that game.
But yeah, no, it's
maybe
really,
less.
Really what it comes down to, it's a Twitch shooter. It's just not your style of game.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's
you're
okay.
Right. You're right.
You just
Twitch shooter.
You were just lured away the fact that I had Max in
it. But
no,
it was short on content. I'll give you a
okay, short on content, a Twitch game, but that's not what they billed it as.
Yes, it kind of was.
But, all right, I didn't expect
right, no,
anything else.
No, a movement-based shooter. That's what it was. That what it's billed as. A movement vertical based shooter.
Twitch
what were
game.
You? Yeah,
Twitch
it was
game.
A Twitch based shooter. That's what it was marketed
and
as.
I'm really twitchy.
Yeah.
All right, Travis, your turkey.
All right, I'm just gonna say.
I've already pretty much explained that it's not really one single offense. It is the whole of everything that is online connected, always on, All the first day download 20 gig crap.
Butthurt.
One or two week glitches and bugs. Drive Club, Master Chief Collection, all that fucking bullshit. It is awful and it is unacceptable. We should not be paying full price for this crap.
Oh, you know what the other thing is?
I'm hearing you are generally frustrated that the technical execution is poor this year.
There's been some bad games out, and like the thing is, but it has not shadowed by the stuff that could have been good if it would have just had the proper attention that it needed. There's people have been pushing shit out of the gate.
Oh, and I'm sick of the people who say you're whining when you complain about a game not working that you paid $60 for. In what other freaking industry can you buy a product for $60 and have it not work? And anybody would tell you, oh, quit your whining about the game. You should just be glad it's out. Screw you. I paid $60 for this game. I earn my own fucking money. I take it out of my paycheck. All right? No. Games should fucking work when you buy them. That's ridiculous.
Yes.
If you pay $5, I got some some passport. But
no, yeah, but I bought something on
Steam. Anything Humble got, Indie got Bundle,
right,
okay.
Humble got Bundle, Indie Bundle, right.
Royal
Bundles, right.
Yeah, I'm willing to let it go, you know?
Are you still butthurt by COD?
God, I'm hurt by COD. But
oh, God.
But no, a game should really work when you buy it, and I don't think that is a childish thing to expect. That is being a smart consumer, and anybody who says other is an idiot consumer. And you're dumb with your money, because you should be smart with your money. If you're spending money, you should get something out of it, and this year has been the year of not getting what you paid for.
You know, years ago, there was a program dedicated to ferreting out bad products. Remember Fight Back?
No.
With David Horowitz? Huh? From the 80s?
No.
And they go through
products? And that's probably why it's not on anymore.
I wasn't born in the 80s, so I would have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
I thought you'd get the reference. So, you know, but the same concept it was.
This has been Fight Back with David Horowitz.
You know,
this is what I imagine the show's
reports,
like.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, we have a. We have an unentitlement generation going on right now where they feel like, oh yeah, I got ripped off, I deserved it. No, you didn't. When you pay for something, you should get the thing you get. Not, I'm not saying that it has to be perfect. I'm just saying that they have to put on effort to make the product actually work.
Dear please God, game companies, make a fucking completed game where I don't have to download day one.
I'm gonna take the liberty here. I know we've had a lot of turkeys today, but I think I'll take us out tonight and be thankful because it is Thanksgiving. Thank you guys for watching, and thank you all because we have had a lot of complaint about, but we do really appreciate
gentlemen.
You guys checking
yeah,
in.
Yeah, guys, games and beers had a good year.
Oh, well, that sucks to be you, doesn't it?
I got a little bit.
We're thankful for alcohol.
And thank you for our visit, viewers
thank
and visitors.
You for our viewers and listeners.
Hey, drink down our pain about our turkeys this year.
And don't forget that Guys, Games, and Beer will be at the Midwinter Gaming Convention.
Oh, doing a live show.
Live show on the stage.
It's my
buy your tickets.
Weekend.
You can buy the whole seat, but you only need the edge.
That's right. Visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Also, don't forget we're on Facebook. Come on, Facebook that Guys, Games, and Beer. We're on there all the time. What? And we're on Twitter. And what is that?
It's Guys Games Beer.
That's right.
Guys
Games Beer.
And you can learn about what the guys have picked up and bought and wasted their wives' money on.
Yeah, we get lots of free shit away.
Damn straight. Free shit on every media outlet that we're on.
Hang on a second. The Facebook channel, though, what's that?
Guys Games and Beer.
Yep.
That's it. www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Thanks for watching. Happy Turkey Day!
Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.